This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United fatalities have averages almost 40% decrease from that of the previous week, as according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Some 8.8 million people in Texas, about a third of the state's population, still has issues with their water supply as of Sunday evening. Millions of Texans are still being advised to boil water before using, though all power plants are now back online. Officials in Houston, Texas, the biggest city in the state, said water there was safe to use without boiling. The painting The Scream by Edvard Munch is the second most recognizable work of art ever created, right behind Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Recently, curators announced text in the upper left corner of the masterpiece reads, "Could only have been painted by a madman," that has been authenticated to the artist. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Actress Olivia Munn has props for the NYPD and everyone on social media who cared. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
The actress is friends with the man whose mother was attacked this week by a man in a New York City street in Flushing. Munn shared with her hundreds of thousands of social media followers a surveillance video of the attack on the 52-year-old woman. A suspect was arrested Thursday. Munn says it's due in part to the internet.
It was an amazing moment of just seeing how powerful the collective can be when we kind of, you know, become an army together.
Munn on CNN Friday, she credits the NYPD for their quick response.
The fact that I could DM the NYPD on social media and say, hey, this happened to my friend's mom. Here are some pictures. Can you help me amplify this? I got a response right away, and they had a wanted poster out, and they were on top of it.
Munn's hearing of the arrest was an emotional moment for her. The victim, by the way, needed 10 stitches, but her son says she's doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
We are USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
President Biden is helping out Texans since devastating winter storms rocked the area last week. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs. Also, low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are commonplace. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. Some counts put the toll at closer to 70. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Still, around 30,000 homes in Texas are without power Monday morning. The goal of giving California Governor Gavin Newsom the boot from office is on track to make the ballot. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
Those trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom now almost halfway to their goal. Numbers released Friday show almost 670,000 signatures have been verified. They need 1.5 million verified by March 17th. One organizer says they're right on track, but one analyst tells Politico it's too close to call right now. Newsom facing criticism for his handling of the pandemic, including mass closures of businesses and schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Christopher Bell won Sunday's NASCAR road course race, taking the lead from Joey Logano with just 2 laps to go. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a happy Monday. 5 days into the Lenten season. How are you doing? Is it making any difference? I got to imagine, you know, for some people I spoke to over the weekend, said, Bill, you know, I really am excited about the Lenten season because it kind of, you know, it gives us a chance to do a reset over all that we've gone through, you know, politically. And maybe we've gotten, admittedly, a little bit too involved in the political environment. You know, we understand that politics is downstream of the culture, and politics is a mess, so that should give you an indication that our culture, not too bueno, right? I mean, it is in chaos, to say the least, all that we're dealing with. And Lent is a time for us to hit the pause button and to, you know, consider, you know, where we're going. You know, what is this all about? I mean, this is the 40 days that leads up to Easter Sunday, you know, a day that I don't know. I mean, you tell me there's another religious figure that rose from the dead. I mean, you got to think just on its face. Easter Sunday is hugely significant. In fact, Josh McDowell, many, many years ago, when he was a college student, said, hey, I'm going to prove that, you know, that Jesus thing's all a fake, you know, that doesn't work, you know, and I think that if I can prove that he didn't rise from the dead after 3 days, this is the biggest hoax ever. You know, that's the end of Christianity as we know it. Well, he set out to prove the case that it was a hoax, and in the process of trying to prove the case, he proved to himself that, in fact, Jesus did rise from the dead 3 days later, as he said, as Scripture had said, a fulfillment, again, of prophecy that said that God was going to send his Son, his one and only Son, to redeem his creation and to save us from our sin. And it's amazing that since that time has happened, and you would think that, you know, for those that want to do the due diligence, you know, like Josh McDowell, you know, some, I understand, you know, look at, we're all wired different. And some of us can hear the Word of God, and it touches us in such a way that it changes us. It's like we didn't necessarily have to do a deep, specific dive. I mean, we've done different dives, you know. Like for me, what I've done is that, you know, for a while I was raised Catholic. You know, went through Catholic school, was an altar boy, did all that stuff. In fact, up until just about my senior year in high school, I was still seriously considering, you know, going into the priesthood. Well, I'm going to be a Maryknoll Seminary. Going to the Maryknoll Seminary, I was going to be a Maryknoll priest, missionary priest. And that's really where I thought I was going to go. And then some things happened culturally that affected me. And I thought, okay, well, maybe that's not where God wants me to be. And so from that period of time, going fast forward for about the next 5-6 years, and I became hedonistic, basically. I was rock and roll, love the one you're with, and, you know, being a disc jockey and all that other stuff. And that's not to make all other disc jockeys or anybody radio seemingly, you know, hedonistic. But, you know, you live your life. And God allows you to go ahead and test everything. And that's what it was. It was like, for me, certain things that happened within the Catholic Church, you know, when you're raised with no meat on Friday and, you know, the Church of the Vernacular, all of a sudden churches in English, a lot of disruption within the Catholic Church. And frankly, I didn't even realize I was conservative until I realized I was conservative. And it really bothered me. I thought, well, okay, well, where's, you know, all these saints get, you know, they're kicked out of the club. There's no more, you know, eradicated and everything. So it was quite an upheaval within the Catholic Church. And it really caused me to have a faith crisis. And at that point, I said, okay, well, you know, what do I need? I need to find God. Where is God? So I started studying all these different religious ideas and, you know, faith components and everything. People say, oh, Bill, when are you going to study the Bible? When are you going to study the Bible? I say, well, I'll get to it, but right now I'm in the Zen of Motorcycle Maintenance. Remember that book? You ever read that? But, you know, you go down the line. You know, Buddhism, Scientology, I went, you know, in search for God. And one day, I finally had time to study the Word of God. And it was the book of Romans for me. And as a Catholic, there's just something about the book of Romans that it just speaks so clearly to my primary education and understanding of God that made so much sense for me. And it really stopped me in my tracks. In fact, I remember I was in my car when the impression hit me. I said, God, you know, I'm toast. I deserve to absolutely be extinguished. I'm a mess. I mean, at that point, I already had gone through one divorce, you know, so I'm being very open here with you. But this is part of my journey that I'd gone through. And I'm thinking, man, I said, please, can you give me a little bit more time here? You know, I deserve to die right now for all that I've done. But if you can you give me a little bit more time? Because I really want to know you more. I really want to understand deeper about my faith and my relationship with you and what it's all about. And, you know, I deserved to be absolutely eliminated right on the spot. And God granted me this. I mean, here it is, you know, near 50 years later. And it was a process. And it's not like all of a sudden, you know, like I went from, you know, being an absolute heathen to a saint. You know, I'm still in that situation, kind of like what we've talked about before with the Apostle Paul, who says, the things I want to do, I don't. The things I don't, I do. I mean, it's frustration, you know, living in this body that we live in right now, in this conflict. But I want you to know, God understands this. God understands what we are living with. And this is why he sent his son, you know, to prepare us, because this is all temporal. I mean, we can argue all you want about the Nancy Pelosi's and Donald Trump, will he, won't he, all this crazy stuff, was the election fair and all this, you know, until we're just blue in the face. But, you know, thank God there's something after this. This is also temporary. And even as a nation and as a people, we can choose to live godly principles. And that's what I'm saying, you know, after all the election and everything, the big wake-up call for me was, you know, the question is, hey, how has politics served you? Are you better off today because of politics, or are you worse off? And that's an individual question and decision you have to make for yourself. And as for me, you know, personally, I realized that, you know, politics hasn't really served me personally all that well. I mean, it's kind of made me angry, frustrated. It's opened my eyes to a lot of the corruption and cheating that I'd rather not. Well, you know, not that I want to be around and be blind and stupid about it, but, you know, all of a sudden it's right there in your face. So it's, okay, what are you going to do about it? And again, this is individual. I'm not saying that you need to feel the same way. It's up to you. And it's the process that you have to go through. But for me, this is the process that I am battling with. And I realize, they go, look at, we have to let go of the temporal things. We have to let go of the things of this world and start focusing on the things that are eternal. And Lent is that time. It's that season to help us reset, to focus on that which matters most. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
And that be the truth, I'm telling you, we are committed, to doing what's right for you. We want to add to your day, not take away. We want to, cause you to think about those things that are good and right and a reset. Look, it's been easy. Like I said, the cancel culture that has pervaded itself, that is going on right now, the attack on our First Amendment, really, and the attack on our faith, the attack on who do you want to believe? You want to believe God? You want to believe that he really did say? Or do you want to believe this new God, this technological God, this modernistic God that has been created, like a golden calf, from the political fires? I mean, you know, when you think about what's going on, I mean, this is the big exchange here that they're asking the American people to do. We want you to give up your God and take on this new bureaucratic God brought to you by the deep state and the, you know, the globalists, because they're the ones to take care of you. And whenever in history has that ever happened? I mean, you know, twice in history, we have seen dramatically the hand of God taking care of a nation, certainly with Israel, even to this day. You can't, it's inarguable to see the hand of God on Israel today. That's what's going on. And the second nation has been America. I mean, why would America? I mean, you think about its origin, how it came about. I mean, you got a bunch of farmers taking on the most powerful military force in the world. But for God, God himself, God Almighty, the God that we worship and serve, but for God himself, America would not exist. And with all the challenges that we've gone through, and we'll continue to go through this side of heaven because, you know, we are imperfect. But, you know, in that understanding of imperfection, it's like, well, are you going to continue to be imperfect, just make it worse? Is it, well, let it all go. You know, might as well just go to hell in a handbasket. It doesn't matter anyway. Or because you want to believe what God said, that there is something else. And, you know, there is a home. There's a new heaven and new earth that's coming. And this is all a journey. I mean, we're passing through this. And in some cases, you know, 70, 80 years, sometimes even shorter. I was just watching this incredible movie, and I guess it's been out for a while. I don't know why, but my son and I said, I don't know why. Sometimes I don't know why, how I missed it. And because this was in the entertainment field. And so, you know, not that I'm totally, but having come out of the entertainment field and being in radio and music all these years and everything, it is amazing to me. Even to this day, when I find myself saying, God, I didn't know about that. You know, what happened here? And I'm sure many of you ran into, you know, the story of this young man with cancer and his, you know, his song Clouds and how it took off. I mean, there's been millions of downloads. And what an incredible story if you get a chance to see it. I think it was on Disney Plus where we saw it last night. And, boy, I'm telling you, it, you know, and you know from the story that this young man has cancer. And you know that he's dying. But what a sweet story in the midst of this and what he went through and his family is a true story. And really special. But if you get a chance, I highly recommend that you see this movie and you will be blessed because it reminds us of our mortality. And that was another thing, too, by the way, that I had to deal with during this period of time as I was searching for God, was the coming to that understanding of my mortality. I mean, up until then, I was like, you know, now I'm in my early 20s after I turned 21, basically. It was like a shock. I'm going, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm not going to go back. And here it is. I mean, you go through high school, you go through college, you know, in the Marine Corps now. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I'm not going to live that life again. You know, I'm not playing baseball anymore. I'm not playing basketball. I'm not, you know, doing those things that you do in high school and college. And, you know, it's like, this is a different deal. What am I going to do? And even then, at that point, I mean, I had a little bit of a broadcasting career. That's why I ended up doing, you know, Good Morning Camp Pendleton. You know, and by the grace of God, my two other brothers were my certainly number two brother. The other one kind of, you know, oldest brother went in and out. But my second oldest brother, you know, was there for, I think, 13 months as a field radio operator in the Army. And, you know, what he had to go through, what he endured, gosh, I'll tell you, he is certainly one of my heroes for all that my brother did on behalf of our country. And, of course, our father served, as you've heard me say many times. He was a medic in World War II with General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. And I think about my father's a medic, what he endured and how many times, you know, his face may have been the last face that, you know, some of the soldiers there in World War II there in the European theater, his face was the last face they may have seen while they were alive. before they passed. You know, this is part of our history in our family and what's been invested, you know, in this country. But the grander investment is what, you know, what my father had represented to me and what he always encouraged me to do. And that was to pursue my relationship with God. And I'm so grateful that he did this because here I am, you know, talking to you wherever you may be in the spectrum. In your relationship with God. And, but I would say much more than, you know, all the other stuff that we're going through, you know, this, attack on, you know, Donald Trump, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it's lack of civility, things that are being said about people that are serving. I mean, look at, you know, Governor DeSantis wants to fly the flag at half mast in tribute to Rush Limbaugh, you know, after his funeral. Which, you know, I was touched by that. I was touched by that honor and consideration. Some are taking just grave exception. You know, how dare, you know, the governor do this, you know, that they saw, you know, Rush Limbaugh. They understood Rush Limbaugh as some, you know, catalytic lightning rod and that he did such mass destruction. You know, Rush Limbaugh caused us to think. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because I think this is the problem that we're having, especially down this road that we're going, is there's this force that says, hey, you don't have to think anymore. You don't have to ask any critical questions and, you know, just, you know, do what I tell you to do. That's what needs to happen. You know, you're not supposed to think for yourself because you're all part of the collective and central control can handle all this. Like our health care and the other things that are an absolute, you know, abomination. I mean, it's insane some of this stuff that's been going on in our country for a long time. You know, welfare, all the way it's operated, the war on poverty, $30 trillion. As Bob Whitson said, when I asked him, I said, Bob, what happened here? Why all this money, that's a lot of money that has been spent on the war on poverty, and we're doing a lousy job. What's going on? You see, but when things of the government that go on, see, this is outside of our faith, but this is what needs to tell you. All you have to do is look at the fruit. Look at how good is it, you know, is it serving? And those areas that government is supposed to serve, when they do it right, it's right. You can see it. You say, okay, that's a good investment. But when they're wrong, it's like nobody can sit there and say, hey, wait a minute, we need to reconfigure this deal, whether it's the Affordable Care Act or whether it's, you know, and some may say, well, you know, because it gets so politically mired and it's all about self-interest. It's not about the interest, the true interest of the American people. See, and this is what our faith, it puts us in conflict with the bureaucracy and with the governments operating today. Because our faith tells us that we're here to serve, not to be served. And so when we see things that are in contrast and in conflict to that premise, then it's problematic. And this is real clear what we're seeing right now that's going on, is that you have this growing government and bureaucracy that's about itself. I mean, and this is the deal. It's about mere survival, and the press is on. And now, meanwhile, you got big tech, you got all the power brokers all coming together. The our own version of oligarchs here are these multiple billionaires that are out there, all thinking they know better and they are in control instead of the liberty and freedom that is God-given, that is enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. That in itself makes us a powerful force, not Nancy Pelosi, not even Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got George Barna coming up next. You're going to want to hear what he's got to share.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLS.com. CalifornianConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Industry Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-501-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths almost a year after the first was reported. The good news, fatalities have slowed dramatically. This week's daily average is almost 40% decrease from that of the previous week, as according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Some 8.8 million people in Texas, about a third of the state's population, still has issues with their water supply as of Sunday evening. Millions of Texans are still being advised to boil water before using, though all power plants are now back online. Officials in Houston, Texas, the biggest city in the state, said water there was safe to use without boiling. The painting The Scream by Edvard Munch is the second most recognizable work of art ever created, right behind Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Recently, curators announced text in the upper left corner of the masterpiece reads, "Could only have been painted by a madman," that has been authenticated to the artist. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is George Barna time. Yes, we're going to be talking about the latest post-election survey. And if you're ready for this one, this is going to stretch your brain just a little bit. But this is what we love about having the professor here, because he is in the brain-stretching business. We're talking the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, Dr. George Barna. George, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, doing great. Good to be with you.
Well, here it is. The latest survey says the Biden base worships at the altar of ambiguity. How do you have a conversation with an ambiguous individual? I mean, it almost sounds like the opening to a joke or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to find solid ground to stand on in that kind of a context because, you know, everything is based on emotion, feelings, mm-hmm. you know, where I'm at the moment. And so, yeah, it is difficult to actually make headway.
Well, and we know that when you try to have a conversation with someone who's emotional and your wiring calls for, reason and calmness, well, I'll tell you, that's overwhelming. And that in and of itself almost, you know, cancels the conversation right immediate sense, doesn't it?
You know, I mean, someone like me, I mean, you know, I've been compared to Mr. Spock, so, you know, clearly I'm an outlier, but, right. you know, logic is critical. Rational thinking is critical to being able to make progress, to being able to make good decisions, to being a reliable human being, to upholding your commitments, to taking personal responsibility. Those things are all related to each other. And so when you throw that out the window, that means basically everything's up for grab every moment of the day.
Exactly, and you can get overwhelmed by the emotion. I sometimes find myself talking with people, George, on the surface. I mean, they're highly degreed, you know, from Harvard and other places of distinction, and they come at you with an emotional response, and you go, how do you expect me to answer that?
You know, I mean, my wife has sent me to counseling to recognize that I can't challenge her feelings. So
yes.
I get that, you know, but now let's get back to the real world. Let's mm-hmm. deal with the reality of situations. You know, and in this particular case with Biden voters and Trump voters, I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about policies going to affect people's lives in very dramatic ways, mm-hmm. whether it's through medical and healthcare policies, things such as abortion, whether it has to do with criminal prosecution and sentencing. I mean, these are big deals, and so you don't want all of this to be left up to the emotion of the moment.
Exactly. And when you're a government of, for, by, we the people, which by its definition means that we must interact, if we stop interacting and we find ourselves in our respective corners, how do we get good policy out of that kind of division?
It's difficult. And this is part of the conversation, I think, that has to take place, is that, and in many ways, it reflects what we're going through with all the COVID nonsense, mm-hmm. where the big cry from one side has been, follow the science, follow the science. Yeah, let's follow the science. Mm-hmm. Let's actually get the facts, not what you feel about the facts, not how you're interpreting the facts, not what you wish the facts were, not what the facts would be if you didn't report them in toto. Mm-hmm. But let's get the actual facts and put them there, and let's talk about those. That's a good starting point for that kind of a conversation.
And that's, you know, I got to tell you, it's been a bit of a challenge, especially with Dr. Fauci. We'll just say Dr. Fauci because he's been the poster, adult or scientist on this whole movement here. He's moved the goalpost all over the place. It's almost like I want to get him by the shoulder and say, please, would you just, you know, take a position? And it's okay to say, hey, this is what we know now. It may change and that sort of thing. But be reasonable with me. But don't you understand what you're doing is that when you say something, it comes across as absolute dogma, you know, from the COVID scientists. And then the next thing you know, within days, if not minutes, you are contradicting yourself and you're creating brain damage for the rest of us.
it's difficult. And, you know, personally, I have the feeling that we're being deceived for other motives behind mm-hmm. some of this. I don't know that. But, I mean, it certainly seems that, again, based on the evidence mm-hmm. that's unearthed. And so if you're going to push yourself on the people as a scientist, recognize the responsibility that comes with that. And that's give us the empirical evidence.
Exactly.
If science is not about your personal opinion, then let's get to the evidence. The evidence isn't going to change. Either it's true or it's not. If it's not true in the first place, don't give it to us. Mm-hmm. Wait until we've got truth, and then let's deal with it.
George, you touched on something that was absolutely critical right now, and that is, you know, questioning one's motivation. That's hard. You know, it's hard to know somebody else's heart. But you go there, and I go there, and then I get upset with myself because what happens is you self-invalidate because as soon as you go there, then they say, well, George, you know, you might as well put a tinfoil hat on your head. You're talking like a conspiratorial nut job. And you're going, wait a minute, I'm just following the conversation. I just want to know the facts. And so I guess, you know, all that to say, and I'm learning as we're talking here, is that we need to hold our ground in saying, give me the facts. I probably shouldn't care so much about your motivation. Your motivation's your motivation, just like mine is. But, you know, let's figure and commit to the facts. If we've got the facts and the truth, then we can move the ball here in a way that's going to be win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and personally, I know a lot of my skepticism is based on the fact that I feel that there's an absence of transparency. If you're going to try to lead me, I need to be able to trust you.
Yes.
That's one of the primary currencies of leadership is trust. I can't have confidence in your choices on my behalf unless I can trust you. And I can't trust you if you're hiding stuff from me. So if you want to be a leader, get ready to be transparent. And that's part of the problem I think that so many Americans have had the last, you know, period of time here is that we don't believe that we're getting transparency.
That's excellent. You're exactly right, George, 100%. That has been the big problem, this whole COVID thing to begin with. And now all of a sudden, you know, we've got, we even have an American official, supposedly, that went down to Wuhan with the WHO, and they came back with this gobbledygook report that doesn't make sense, that exonerates the communist Chinese in the Wuhan laboratory.
Yeah, don't get me started on the World Health Organization, because when we talk about, you know, shifting sand under our feet, I mean, to me, they're kind of the definition of that. because it seems to me that if you look at the original positions they took and track that over the course of time, what we've seen is that it keeps shifting. Now, there's got to be a reason for it. We're not being given scientific reasons for it. We're not being given evidence, scientific, empirical evidence. Mm-hmm. That's what they're supposed to stand for. So I think that's the kind of thing that increases our sense of skepticism about whether or not we can trust these people to lead us.
And this is what causes them brain damage, because we still, we're not totally devoid of critical thinking and questioning that still exists here in America, thank God. We don't know for how long, but it drives the communist Chinese, President Xi and others absolutely nuts, the Confucius Institute, and those that want to support the Chinese. And so what do we get in response? They're not going to answer that question. We're just supposed to, you know, shut up, you're one of those white right wing nuts that causes problems. And don't worry, down the road, we have a place for you where we can re-educate you.
Yeah. And, you know, in circumstances like these, this is a constant motivation for me to go back to basics. We're in a period of absolute turbulence and chaos. We don't know if there are any leaders anywhere that we can really trust at this point. But as a follower of Christ, I know I can trust him. Yeah. And so what I've got to constantly do is simply go back to, who did God make me to be? What has he called me to do? How has he gifted me to do that? What opportunities has he opened up for me to serve him in that way? And am I being a faithful servant and producing fruit that's going to bring him glory and honor and advance his kingdom? If I can go, yes, 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 that's what I'm doing, then I'm good. If any of the answers there are no, I don't need to worry about the WHO. I don't need to worry about the president. I don't need to worry about China. I need to worry about me. Mm-hmm. I got to get myself back on track with God.
Got to go to break. More from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis."
For more information, visit ibm.com/environment.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market and intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. George Barna, the professor of Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, continues with us as we're talking about the latest survey from the Cultural Research Center that reveals that the majority of Biden voters reject absolute truth. What implication does that have in terms of their faith profile, George?
Well, obviously what you believe about truth is one of the benchmarks of what kind of faith you have. And so when we look at the profile of the Biden voters, what we see is that they do not believe in the God of Israel. They do not believe that the Bible is the true word of God. They do not believe that there is such a thing as absolute moral truth. Well, what we're doing basically is we're throwing out all of the benchmarks of biblical Christianity. And yet, this is a group where 65% call themselves Christian.
Yes.
And so, for me, it's like, whoa, big eye-opener. When I meet somebody who is from the other side, I say, but wait, I'm a Christian too. Mm-hmm. It leads me to start asking some questions about, yeah, that's great. Let's talk about the nature of your faith.
Right.
What is it that you believe? How do you practice it? What does it look like in terms of public policy? What do you believe America should be like based on the faith that you have? And what are you going to contribute to the goodness of the nation?
Yeah, and this is the problem that Christians have in realizing. I mean, I've spoken with a lot of Christians, George, and they're perplexed to realize that so many of those sitting in the pew at church with them voted for a party that is an anathema to life. I mean, they promote abortion, they promote the sale of baby parts, they promote the existence of a comfort care operation or care, medical care for babies who are post-abortive and they're born alive. How do you square up that circle with your faith, to your point?
Yeah, and for me, I look at this data, and one of the things that jumped out at me is that this is a group of people who describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. Mm. What does that really mean?
Exactly.
Essentially what it says is, hey, I'm at the center of things. There's no God that's involved in my life. There's no God that's dictating how I should live, who I should be, what my value is here on earth. Basically, it's all up to me. Mm. And so this is a group of people that live by mottos. Be true to yourself. Live right in the moment. The ends justify the means. To each his own. I mean, really, when we talk about developing moral standards, probably the best way that this type of segment of people understands morality is by saying, well, to each his own.
Yeah.
You do what's right in your eyes. I mean, the scriptures talk so clearly about we're going to encounter people like this, and we can't be fooled by them. We can't follow them. We have to to get back to God's truth. This is a group of people who believe that they really are the center of their own universe. That's the essence of their worldview, whether it's predominantly Marxist or nihilist or postmodern, whatever it may be. And they do not see themselves as sinners. They believe that essentially they're good. They do not believe that they're accountable to any kind of God or scriptures or greater truth than themselves. What they do is they take language and concepts and they reframe them so that it fits within their frame of reference and what they want to experience in their lives.
Sadly, George, and I say this in an attempt to be compassionate and tender, because for those of us who know better, who apprehend and hold to a biblical worldview, we know what it's all about. I mean, sadly, they're empty. They're avoiding accountability. You know, for what? What are they going to gain from this? I mean, they're losing eternity. They're losing their very lives just so that they don't have to be accountable and they can be the captain of their own ships that is heading to hell.
You know, Bill, I mean, this is the essence of the spiritual battle that we're in here in America today. Mm-hmm. These people have their eyes closed, their minds distorted, their hearts driven away. They don't know what they don't know.
Yes.
But they're not willing to listen to people who at least claim they know some of these things and who want to share that with them for their own benefit. Exactly. I mean, that's why God gave us the scriptures. It's for our benefit. He didn't give it to us to scare us or to limit us. Mm-hmm. He gave it to us so that we could thrive. And that's what we want these people to do, too. We want to thrive with them.
Exactly, because we can do, we play off of one another. We're all the better because, you know, the guy next to us is better. The woman next to us is better. You know, this other number that jumps out at me, George, this is unbelievable. I mean, this is how homogenized we've become. And you question, you know, that same question. I mean, we're the voice of Satan. Did God really say? Did God really mean that? I mean, 8 out of 10, nearly, 79% in your survey believe that having some type of religious faith is more important than which faith a person embraces. Boy, I'll tell you, how postmodernistic have we become?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. But, you know, as long as you have some ice cream, it doesn't matter what flavor ice cream.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Just get some. And, I mean, increasingly, that's where our culture is moving. I'll throw this out, too, as a caution, as a warning. I mean, we're talking today predominantly about Biden voters, but millions and millions of Trump voters believe some of these same things. You know, they're not perfect either. We're not perfect either. So, I mean, we always have to be in this process of self-examination, trying to get back to God's perfect word that was given to us to refine us, to clean us out of all the gunk that we're picking up from the world. We need that as much as anybody, regardless
exactly.
of who anyone voted for.
Well, and as you point out, I mean, here we are. We're underway in this Lenten season, 40 days of fasting, 40 days of meditation, and again, reconnecting ourselves with the truth of God. And these are times to really evaluate these questions. As you say, these same questions are appropriate for, you know, everybody, whether you are a Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't matter. You've got to reconcile yourself with the truth of God, and this Lenten season is the perfect time to do that, is it not?
It is. You know, one of the things that I've found in studies over the years is that devoted Christians, biblical Christians, are often the people least likely to engage in conversations with people who they don't believe differently than them because they don't know how to describe their own position. They don't know why they believe what they think they believe.
Yeah.
What a great time we've got right now, leading up to Easter, to get so serious about our faith that we can follow through on 1 Peter 3:15 that tells us to always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that's within us. When we have these moments, God will give us opportunities. We've got to be ready to exploit those for His gain. And, this is a great time to be focusing on.
You know, George, you would think at a time when the cultural forces are so you know, seemingly so commanding right now. And you wonder, okay, where is the opposite force? And this is quite telling when I read that 68% believe that the Holy Spirit is not a living entity. Jesus had to get out of the way so the Holy Spirit would come, so the Holy Spirit would lead us in truth, that the power of God would be demonstrated, you know, through us by the Holy Spirit. And so if we put that tool down and we're ignoring that that dynamic that God has given us as a result of Jesus' resurrection, then no wonder we're getting our heads handed to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in our culture today, when somebody has a small voice, we think we can ignore it. The Holy Spirit's going to come to us in a whisper. You know, the Holy Spirit's not going to beat us up. The Holy Spirit is going to try to gently push us forward toward God's ways. But in our culture, what we want is the one with the megaphone, you know, the one who's got the camera. You know, we want the big dude, and, you know, we're missing the whole point.
Yeah, we really are. And again, we underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. And in this Lenten season, my prayer is that you would come to realize, and I've been fortunate most of my life, raised Catholic, George, and when I was confirmed, there was something special between me and the Holy Spirit. There was this relationship that was so sealed and definitive in my life. And even when my walk went astray, I could feel the Holy Spirit, just as you say, as a soft whisper, you know, just drawing me back ever so gently, ever so consistently.
Yeah. And so one of the skills as followers of Christ that we need to develop is good hearing.
Yeah.
You know, being able to hear that small, still voice that's speaking truth to us, that resonates in our heart. I don't know about you, but when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, I mean, one of the things that happens is often I'll get, you know, kind of the tingling on the arms.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's the call to me. It's like, hey, pay attention. It's
exactly.
Not loud, but it's the most important voice in the room at this moment.
Well, the other thing we need to pay attention to is the Word of God. And you also pointed out in this survey, only 30% believe that the Bible is the actual or inspired Word of God and contains no errors. Boy, again, no accountability. That gives you a lot of room to move to the left or right, doesn't it?
Yeah. And here again, a challenge to those of us who love the Word of God to be the Word of God for others so that we can have some of those kind of conversations where when we bring up alternative ideas, they have to stop when they're ready to start contradicting us and think, but you know what? This guy's living it. This guy's demonstrating it.
Well, Dr. George Barna, always appreciate the time and the insight and the hard work here in doing all this research on our behalf and sharing it with us. I cannot thank you enough. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Have a great day, George. Take care, buddy.
You too.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity.